WSHM 738.
I go ahead there, WRWB 49.
Yeah, I gotta commit your call. Good morning, Mike. I gotta commit your call to memory there. Slightly different format, so 4 years it takes a little bit of getting used to. WRWB, is that what it is?
Yeah, correct. Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 489.
WRWB, you said 489?
Correct, 489.
Alright, I'll try to remember that. I know Sam is WSHF. I like that one. I wish I would have got that one. WSHF 567. Right in a row. 5, 6, and 7. That one's easy.
That's an easy one to remember.
Don't forget that WSDC202. Good morning.
So if he's going to be in here, I'm going to disappear. That's the guy that wants to burn my house down. Yeah, you, Scott Hubble, you're the guy that, I recognize that voice. You're the guy that wants to, threatening to burn my house down. You know, if you're going to be in here, I'm going to leave. That's just the way it works. So we're in communication right now. I don't know where the law sits, whether you legal able to come in here or not. You know, if you are, then I'm going to disappear. But I don't really want have anything to say to you. I'm going to continue talking to Mike.
Well, if you want, we can always queue us fly over to the Troy.
He'll just follow, Mike. That's what they do. Anyway, Sam, you in here this morning? WSHF 567 from WSHM 738. Well, I would imagine Sam's pretty busy this time of year, I'm sure, firing up all those lawnmowers and getting through the winter phase of snowblowers. And he's probably moving to the lawn equipment, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, it's that time of year where people want to have their stuff serviced.
Yeah, so you're probably coming through on the Mount Clemens, is that correct? Learning those groups are coming there. Pretty sure that's the, what's your experience, correct?
Yeah. You're probably coming out of what, Detroit?
Yes. Whoever that was, heard nothing but static. I think that's something to do with Jamal Clemens, the receiver, I think. But whoever that was, try it again. Did you make anything out of that, Mike?
WSCQ996. I don't know if he's got something going on with his radio or whatnot. He uses one of those, you know, external microphones hooked to his radio, and I think it might be taking a poop.
WSCQ 996. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Yeah, it's hard to tell where the fault is there. You got a little bit of noise coming with you. I hear some static that's reminiscent from the Mount Clemens receiver. I never hear it on the transmitter, only when somebody's keying it up coming in on their input. So there seems to be either a flaky cable or some intermittent problem with the receiver. So anyways, good morning.
Go ahead there, Paul, your microphone is breaking up.
Come on, the radio, Oh, I recognize who that is. That's Paul. So, all right, very good. Well, good morning. I hear you in there, but problem is I'm not sure if it's you or the repeater or both. So I'm not getting much of what you're saying there. I don't know if he can up the power level. I'm not sure that's it, but it may help. Well, anyways, all right, Paul, you're not making it for whatever reason. They're obviously having some trouble on that receiver in Mount Clemens, so I'll just end it with saying good morning. And this is WSHM-738.
E419 monitoring. Good morning, 419-202. Good morning.
Sherman, we'll talk at you later.
WSPH 922, clear. WSGU 844.
How about it, 92? Sounding better here?
A844, yes. Much better.
Headstones here in the northern part of Macomb County.
Yeah, are you stationary now?
Negative, I'm mobile, heading south on 53, just coming up to 26 miles.
Okay, yeah, you're sounding a lot better now. I could barely make you out before.
I copy that. I think I'm not the only one that's had problems up there. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing good, but more importantly, how are you doing? I heard you yesterday had a little bit of a water problem underneath your house there. What'd you figure out with that whole thing?
Wife bought a pump during the day, and I got home and tried to underneath and plug it in, but our extension cord is going to get an extension cord. So I'll go underneath today.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there, but sounded like you needed a longer extension cord or something.
Need to find a new one. The old one, those mud daubers got into it, and that round plug, if you put the round plug into the mud daubers, got into that and put their mud in there.
Oh, roger that, little buggers. Yeah, mole mud daubers. They're destructive little creatures, for sure. Well, I was just curious how you made out, as you were saying you weren't even sure if you had a sub pump down there or what, but just wondering how you made out there. So you're probably at work now or on your, getting close there, huh?
Yeah, just about to go over 24-mile road on southbound 53. Got a little bit longer, about 9 minutes.
Yeah, roger that. I used to drive from Grand Blanc to Rochester Hills. That's where my office was, and I was in sales, but I basically went all over the place, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, all over. But yeah, I don't miss those days traveling to Detroit. Especially down in, you know, where it's real busy, down in the hole.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, but it's not as bad as going through Georgia off of on 75. That's a madhouse. I remember the first time I went down there to go to Florida, and that's very confusing.
Yeah, roger that. I've never really, well, I drove down there one time, but I can't honestly tell you how long or how it was back then. It was so long ago, but yeah, I tend to fly when I got to drive that far, but yeah, it's no fun when it gets real congested. I was made a trip down to Hall Road the other day for a birthday party and came back and 75 was all down to one lane, and I said, I don't miss this stuff.
My wife and I moved up to Lapeer. Still waiting on the craziness, but yeah, I got a new trip on Friday.
I'm losing you there, Sherman. Staticky again.
That's a crazy spot here on 53.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. You have a good day. Make many sales there today and have a safe one. We'll talk at you later. WSGH 92, we'll be clear on your final.
Copy that, Greg. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great day. And we'll talk at you later. WSGU 844, we are clear.
WXBY 676, Monson Channel.
WSDU 202, good morning to all.
Good morning, 202, WSDU 844. Have yourself a great day. Order safe.
Yep, if that was Sherman, yes, you too, man. Have a safe travel there. I'll have to go sit at home.
WSHF 567, monitoring. WRWV 662, radio check.
Got you loud and clear over here on the on Clemens repeater.
WRYC 589, monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring. Station out there, not readable, staticky and not readable. Is that you, Dave? I don't know. WSBM 993.
WSDU 202, that was me on the handheld, sorry about that.
Hey, good morning there, 202, WSBM 993, good morning to you. How you doing today?
We're getting ready to head out on the road, we're getting all packed up here, getting ready to go.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good this morning over this way. Safe travel. See you, man. And you have yourself a great day. How are we sounding over your way?
Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. We're over here in Roseville. Yeah, and, come in crystal clear, that's for sure.
Hey, Roger. Roger that. All right, man. Well, you take care and have yourself a good morning. Safe travels. Hope your day goes well and everything on this Friday and whatnot. This will be WSEM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
Hey, 993, yeah, you have a great day, man. WSEU 202.
WRYC 589, how's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning to you there, station. WSEM 993, how's it going?
Not too bad, how you doing? Am I coming through clear this morning?
Roger that. Yep, coming through loud and clear, full quieting, coming through really good this morning. I'm over here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. Are we sounding good to you this morning for your way?
Coming through loud and clear. I'm in the Flint repeater. Sounds great.
Roger that. Yep, you're doing a great job over this way, man. Sounding really good this morning. Yep, doing really well, man. You had yourself a great day and safe travels and all that. And it was good talking with you. This will be WSBM 993 clear and monitoring on your final.
You have a great day as well. This is WRC 589, clear monitoring.
WSMZ 793 monitoring.
Morning 793, this is WRYC 589.
Morning time right back to you 589. WSMZ 793, what's happening?
Not too much, just watching some news and having some coffee before I start my day. Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, right, that was writing it down there. WRYC 589, correct?
Correct.
Okay, 589, well, you got WSOZ 793 here. Warren, Michigan, or Warren. First personal is Dave on this end, Alpha, Victor Echo. I'm doing the exact same thing. Sitting here, drinking some coffee, catching the news, and wondering what I should be buying up real quick before all the tariffs hit. Roger.
Gold and silver.
That's a thought, too. Maybe I should write that down. Yeah, so that's all we're doing here. Just coffee don't seem to be doing its job this morning with me. I'm still a little off kilter, but I'll eventually get there, okay?
And my sister lives down there in Warren.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Down 11 Mile.
Yeah, Roger, that's where I'm at, 11 Mile over. What are you, a newbie or something?
Yeah, I just finally got on yesterday.
Yeah, roger that. All right, I see. Welcome to GMRS community, and a lot of good people out here. You'll find that out for sure then. All right, then, 589, I'm going to go ahead and sit back on the side, monitor, and watch the news and drink my coffee. Good talking to you, man. Sounding good, too. Sounding really good there. WSFZ 793, I'll catch you after your final.
It was really nice to meet you. You were coming in really well as over here. WRYC 589, clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
Morning 432, Jimmy. WSFZ 793.
Morning Dave, how's it going today?
It's going all right. A little chilly. I don't know what that's all about. I'm a window cracked and a little chilly, coming through, but it's all right. It's invigorating there. Watching the news, drinking my coffee, and trying to get myself fully in tune there, okay?
Copy that. I'm doing the same here, sitting here drinking coffee, looking outside. Felt it already when I went to get a coffee. It's pretty cold. That sun's kind of deceiving out there.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that something? That looks so nice out there, too, but I don't even know. What is the mouse over my...
Hey, this is WSAF 717 looking for a radio check.
Coming in pretty good on my end, 717, WSGI 432 up here in Flint Repeater.
Thanks, 432, appreciate that. I am just south of North Branch.
Copy that. SGI 432 monitoring.
This is WSAF 717 out.
432 WSGH 922.
922 WSGI 432.
You guys get power back over there yet?
It came back on yesterday afternoon. Thank God.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time, man. For sure. Probably wore the hell out of that generator.
She was nonstop running for the last, well, since Saturday night.
Well, that's good you got it back on. So, I assume you're not working today, huh?
No, I took a week of PTO days. I got a lot to burn anyways for the year, so figured I'd just burn them up. I didn't know how long that was going to last with the power being out, so.
Yeah, roger that. That's probably a smart move. You got to burn them up for sure. All right, well, I just thought I'd check on you, see if you were still on the generator power over there. Good to hear you're back up and running.
Copy that. I'm playing with my second DB20 I got in the house here now. We got one in the truck, one in the house.
Yeah, good deal for that. You're well, you know, you already had one, but damn good radios, for sure.
I'm definitely digging it. I would definitely recommend this to anybody also.
Yeah, I think the perfect match is that Nagoya 772G Magmount antenna with that DB20. Just a super good combo. I mean, I'm sitting here with the cookie sheet in the house. I mean, got an external antenna, and I've had no complaints.
Yeah, that's what I'm running here down in the basement. I got the Nagoya 72 with a DB20 magnet mount to my mini fridge.
All right, Jimmy, we'll chat at you later. WSGH 92 will be clear and monitoring.
Still out there, 92? USGI 432, monitoring. Repeater go down. WSGI 432 monitoring. WRYC 589. USGI 432 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. Station 793, Dave, WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear. WSBM 993, monitoring.
RVY.
WFBM 993 calling station. You're pretty staticky, unreadable. Can't really understand what you're saying there. Just wanted to let you know. WFBM 993, clear. WFBM 993, 793 Dave. If you're trying to call me, I'm not able to hear you now.
Hey, this is 783. What's going on?
I was just seeing earlier if you were playing your game. I wanted to see if I could see you on my little handheld, but I can't hear you from my handheld. That's why I meant that to you. So.
Okay, so you're on the base right now?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on my base. You sound kind of staticky, though. How am I coming in? Come back with that. Station 392, he's still there. All right, this is WSCI 783, unclear.
WRYC 589. I'm just checking out a new antenna, see if I'm sounding good. WRYC 589 monitoring.
WRYC 589 testing out a new antenna. Anybody copy?
Copy. Sound loud and clear. I'm on top of the Zilwaukee Bridge currently.
Flint, Michigan here. You're loud and clear as well. Thank you.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WRYC 589 monitoring. WRYC 589 monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
WRYC 589. I was wondering, is anybody having trouble getting the local NOAA station in lately?
Bay City, Michigan. I can hear one NOAA station. I can usually hear like three of them.
Yeah, something's got to be up. Because it used to come in perfect in the last 2 days. I mean, nothing. I turn the squelch all the way down and all I hear is static. WRYC 589 monitoring. WRYC 589 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile is monitoring.
WRYC 589 monitoring.
589, this is WSBW 226.
How you doing, 226?
Well, not too bad. Name here is John. And I'm just north of Otisville on M15. Where are you located?
My name's Dave. I'm located right about Court and Dort in Flint.
Oh, okay, I know exactly where that is. Good old Court and Dort. I'm actually from that area.
Have you ever tried to use that repeater out in Otisville they say you need permission for?
I'm on it right now, and you don't need permission. You just need to program it in and have the right PL, which I think is 141.3 or whatever, the common PL, the travel tones. Nothing special about it. If someone is telling you you need to have permission, it's not true.
Oh, okay, because on my GMRS it says permission must be granted, so that must be hocus pocus. I'm on that Flint repeater, and it works pretty well for me.
Yeah, the Flint repeater is connected to several repeaters. Mayville is one that it's connected to. Saginaw is another. Detroit, Mount Clemens, but you're probably familiar with all of that, correct?
I just started on this a couple days ago, but I'm starting to figure all that out.
I probably could get into the Flint repeater from here, but I'm going to be in Millington, which is south and west of Mayville. So it's very close. So I'm getting closer to the Mayville repeater. And I think you'll find that's on channel 15 if you look up the repeater pairs.
Okay. What kind of radio?
Actually, that's probably not right. It's 15 on my radio, but I'm not sure what the GMRS channel is for it. It might be that, but don't quote me.
Got it. What kind of radio are you running out there?
It's just some old Motorola that was sticking around. Don't even know the name of it or what model it is.
Am I coming through pretty clear?
Oh, yeah, you're loud and clear. No problems at all, Dave.
Awesome.
Well, how long you had your ticket?
Well, I've had it for several months, but I just really got a chance to get into it about a couple days ago. I finally connected to that Flint repeater.
Well, if you live in the Flint area, it's probably the only one you're going to need for a while, because that'll allow you to talk to guys way up to Saginaw and north of there. Down around Detroit, Mount Clemens, Richmond, that sort of thing. There was a repeater in Sheboygan, but I don't think that's... I think that one's off the air now.
That's good to know. This is cool. I like it.
Okay, well, very good. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to concentrate on my driving, and maybe someone else will give you a call. This is WSBW 226. By Millington.
You have a great day, 1026. We'll talk to you soon. WRYC589 signing off and monitoring. Thanks.
WSHI815. You guys are making the trip all the way up to Pigeon.
Well, that's amazing. You're getting back into the
cool.
System as well. You're doing very well.
Hitting off the Mayville 550.
Okay, was I correct? Is that channel 15 on GMRS? Because that's what I got it programmed in for on the radio.
Yeah, that's correct. It would be GMSR, channel 15.
Okay. I wasn't really sure without going to a lot of trouble to figure it out. That's how I've set it up. So, very good. Well, thank you very much for Michelle from Pigeon. You're doing quite well into the Mayville machine. WSBW 226.
WSHI 850 out.
WRYC 589 monitoring.
USGI 432 monitoring.
WSGU 844 calling WSHR 566, decounting you over.
Yeah, go ahead, Sherman, this is 566.
More time for WSHR 566.
WSHR
566-2844.
You copy?
You sound great there, Kev.
Copy that. Yeah, you're showing better too. I was in the house here. I got the big whippeton on right now.
Copy that. Yeah, stay right where you are. Don't move.
Oh, I'm on. I think it's because it's cloudy out today again.
Oh yeah, I got static in the repeater too. So yeah, it's not you. It's it's the weather there, buddy. So how's it going?
Oh, it's going good today. My work today was slow today, which was glad. I took an beating it the other day, so.
Copy that. I think I saw your truck at station 3, correct?
Yep, that's affirmative. Yeah, I was at 3 today. I'm working at station 1, I think, on Monday I am, so. But the chief is going away, and the truck's not in service yet, and he doesn't want anybody messing with the engine. But I'll find out more when I go there Monday. I'll ask and see what's going on.
Copy that. What is going away?
No, I said I'll find out about the engine on Monday, if they'll be able to pull it off the picture. He's going away for the week. He's going to the FDIC in Indianapolis.
Copy that. When is that?
I think it starts next week. Over the week. I think it starts Monday and goes to next Saturday or Friday, I think.
Copy that.
They're going to have other engine, other new engine 2, they're going to have that on display down there, and then when they're done with that, then they're going to bring it home down here.
That's cool.
Yep, so how was your day today?
Oh, it was long. We got a new process on ordering, it's very time consuming, and it's no one likes it. So I tried dealing with it today, and it's just forever. I would usually be done and home by now.
Hey, while I got you on the line, I know you go to a lot of party stores. Have you seen that new Faygo pop? It's called Faygo. What the heck did they? Super Pop. Have you seen that new flavor yet anywhere?
You said it's called Super Pop?
Yeah, and it's made by Faygo. They came out two new flavors. One's called Bubblegum, and one's called Super Pop. I went up in Armada yesterday to Victor's up there, the grocery store, and the manager said that they got some in, but they couldn't put it out till today because it wasn't in their system yet.
I copy that. No, I haven't seen it yet. I have to keep my eyes out for it.
Yeah, let me know if you find it at a party store that's close by that you're at, then I can go up there and get one. Then.
Copy that. Yeah, I've noticed that Dr. Pepper has a new flavor now. It's cherry.
Yeah, I seen that the other day. I was going to try it. Maybe one day I'll try. I've been trying not to drink a lot of pop, but I want to at least try that Super Pop. If it tastes anything like that firework, they can keep it.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I think they had cotton candy or cotton apple or something the last time. I forgot what it was. But it didn't taste too bad. But, yeah, I've tried that Blackberry, Dr. Pepper, and that was pretty good.
I just like the regular straight Dr. Pepper. Maybe the new one that they came out with, you said, I might try that one.
Copy that, yeah. WFGU 844 for identification purposes.
WSHR 566 for
identification purposes.
Well, anything else going on?
No, not much at all. I just, like I said, I got home just a little while ago, and I got on the radio with you, and I didn't hear you, so I cleared the channel, and that's about it. Probably going to eat here in a little while, and I'll probably just sit home and relax, probably monitor the radio a little bit.
Copy that. Yeah, I got to stop at the party store, buy the house, pick something up, and then I got to put my waders on and go underneath the house and plug in the pump to pump that water out of my crawl space.
Yeah, copy that. We're supposed to get some more tonight, but it's not supposed to be as hard as it was the other day.
Yeah, copy that, but we're still under a flood warning or a flood watch, if I'm not mistaken. But I see that Clinton River is terrible, and that golf course there between 23 and 22 is really flooded.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. It was over the road at 24 mile between North Avenue and Card Road.
Copy that. You guys have a close down?
Yeah, the county closed it down because I think it receded today. But there was some water coming over the road on North Avenue there by the golf course over there on North Avenue there. I guess the guy said last night they were going somewhere and they didn't realize, and all of a sudden they hit a big thing of water. So, but I think it receded though.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it did recede, thank God. But yeah, out by me, there was a wreck in downtown Elmont that I heard go off. So instead of going through Elmont, I got off at Lake Pleasant Road, took that to Sutton. And Sutton goes in the dirt if I should make a right turn. And it goes down, and there's a big creek. Well, it looked like it was flooded, but they had to close down there.
Yeah, copy that.
Bunch of turkey in one of the fields off the off 69.
Oh yeah, them things are all over the place, guys. Where did I see them? On, was it 20? On Foss Road in Broughton. Oh, there's a field over there, a big open field, and there had been 10, 15 of them out there all the time. They're all over the place now. The DNR planted them a few years back, and they exploded. I remember when I was a kid, the only time you saw a wild turkey is when you went up north.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. I saw some last week right in front of Bruce Township Station 2 there on Van Dyke. They waded across the road when it was clear. They're not dumb creatures. They're smart.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're smarter than people think they are.
I don't think I've ever seen one. I've never seen one dead on the side of the road. You see geese or deer, rabbits, possum, whatever, but never seen a turkey on the side of the road dead.
No, I've seen them like come up to the road or the edge of the road, but yeah, I mean, I've seen them cross the road, but yeah, I never seen them get hit or anything.
Copy that. All right, well, I'm gonna clear for a bit, and maybe I'll try yelling at you later in the evening if you're going to be around. All righty?
Yeah, copy that. I'll be around. I'll monitor this channel. Yeah, I'll be around. I'll leave it on, and hopefully maybe later on. I'm just going to leave this big antenna on for now. I think it's better with this big antenna on since the weather way it is. But, yeah, I'll talk to you later. And be safe, and I'll talk to you later. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger, roger. You also. And enjoy your dinner, and I'll keep mine on. But like I said, I got to go out into the crawl space for a bit. So WSTU 844, we're clear. Talk to you after later.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRYC 589 monitoring.
WSHG 607 mobile.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSSE 793, IG. Yeah, I only talked to him, I talked to him in the beginning when I started up out of here. I talked to him, I think, two, three times, and then Kurt, 448, come out and said that something about his repeater quit, or they disconnected it, or did something there, so. Yeah, he's a great guy, man. It'd be great to talk to him again.
Yeah, hold up there. Hey, Sheboygan Bob, you listening? Hello, Sheboygan Bob, from downstate. One more time. Hey, Sheboygan Bob, you, are you listening? WRUU 850.
Yeah, that's,
All right, do that, Jack. But, all right, I'll let you guys go, but, have him get on. See if he doesn't. See if he can't say hi. WRU 850.
Good. I'll be there tomorrow. Take care. WIAG 48.
Jack, you said he'll be out there tomorrow.
WQZJ 969. Looking for the channel that's looking for Sheboygan Bob.
Well, 969, you found it. Just about everybody out here is looking for him there, Roger.
The area where Bob is from, I'm from up in that area as well. I'm over by Brutus. Is experiencing some pretty heavy power outages and whatnot, and there's been a lot of things off the air lately. This repeater has been off the air for 3-4 days, just came back on today. So, I pass that on to you. WQZJ 969.
Yeah, roger that, 969. Appreciate it. Yeah, somebody came out here and said, Bob's on the gun in the air. I was just getting ready to shut it down and go to bed, man. But somebody was saying Bob was going to be out here. So I grabbed me something to drink and came back and sat down. I was going to say hello to him there, roger.
Yeah, I haven't heard him on the air in a couple days here, but a lot of things have been down and are just starting to come back up here. So, yeah, that is what it is. Just passing on information, fellas. Have a great day.
Yeah, roger that, 969. Like I said, appreciate it. Sounding good. Have yourself a good evening. WOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Station 772, WIAG 48, copy.
WRYC 589, I copy, 722.
WRP 678.
WRYC 589.
A-flat, who did the deed?
I'm doing it. Working on it now, I just came back down.
Yeah, but I'm guessing somebody had to actually hoof back there, eh?
We did. But Mother Nature did the deed for us.
Oh, yes, gotcha. All right, I'll let you carry on. WRU 850.
WRP 678.
I just thanked him, and I just called him and left him a message. Hey, Jack, do you know where he's located?
ESPM 993 monitoring.
WRYC 589, signing out for the night.
Uh-huh. Is that the barracks that we see right here? I'm doing good, Corey. WSCY 438. Coming in good. Yeah, taking the cars from the shop. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.